好信仰的下半场啊。
The topic for this afternoon is playing the second half of our faith well.
最近呢，全世界的目光都在看世界杯。
Recently, the whole world has laid their eyes on the World Cup.
在美国、加拿大还有墨西哥举办。
And is held in the United States, Canada, and also in Mexico.
我们加拿大队很早就出局了。
The team in Canada had already lost and out of the play long time ago.
但是精彩的戏码正在上演。精彩的球赛继续的上演。
But the interesting matches are continuing on.
上个礼拜三的时候发生了一场非常精彩的足球比赛。
And so last Wednesday there was a very interesting game.
这是阿根廷对英格兰。
And that was the game between Argentina and England.
我知道在座很多人都没有看，也不关心这个事情。
I believe many of you here, perhaps did not watch the game, and also you don't really care about it.
但是如果有看的人
，But for those who have watched,
哇，那场比赛非常的精彩。
It was a very brilliant game.
传道为什么会讲这个呢
？Why did I talk about this?
因为我们从信仰的角度来看这场比赛。
Because we need to look at this game from the perspective of a faith.
这场比赛之前啊，两队的实力都非常的相近。
Before the competition, we see that both of the teams played very well, very similar in stats.
阿根廷是上一届的冠军。
And Argentina was the champion of the last round of World Cup.
这一届呢，跌跌碰碰，很不容易啊，进了半总决赛 semi-final.
And so they played
决赛。
Played quite hard this time and just barely made it to the semifinals.
当然，大家都知道阿根廷有梅西。
But we know in Argentina there's the famous player Messi.
现在最厉害的球王。
And he is the best player recently.
但是大家更看好的是英格兰。
But the people really focus on England.
因为英格兰的它的整体的实力啊还是比较强一点。
Because the overall team of the England is stronger.
英格兰也是这个足球的发源地，所以大家想的是 bring football home， 就是要把这个冠军带回英格兰。
The soccer, football comes from England, so they want to bring the championship, the trophy back home.
所以这两队比赛非常的精彩。
And so the game between these two teams was very, very interesting.
英格兰也没有让大家失望。
And England did not disappoint us.
哇，他一开始就拼命的进攻。
So at the beginning they strive to attack.
所以他们先拿到1-0的这个优势，先踢进一球。
So they were the first one to score the first goal.
哇，所有英格兰的粉丝还有整个英格兰应该都非常的高兴。
All the fans of England team, those who supporting England, were very happy.
哇，应该这一次我们英格兰会赢了。
And perhaps they thought, oh, England team will win this time.
因为他们从1966年世界杯之后就没有赢过了，已经六十多年了。
Because since 1996, there are many years. 1966, they have not 60 over years, they have not won the cup.
比赛继续的进行。
And so during the this match.
但是他们的教练呢，在他们入了一球之后呢，弄了一个技术的战术的大转变。
After they scored the first goal, they made a change in their tactics.
这个 tactics 有一个名字，在足球的术语里面就叫摆大巴 ，parking the bus.
And this tactical shift is called parking the bus.
就是让所有的球员后退到自己的后半场做一个防守。
And so basically, the whole team will retreat entirely to defense.
他们不进攻了。
They will no longer attack.
觉得进攻很危险。
Because if they go forward to attack, it's very dangerous.
现在我们要保住我们一比零。
So they want to maintain their score of 1-0.
只要可以撑得住，我们就一比零赢就够了。
As long as they can maintain the defense, then they can win with one score or one goal.
所以基本上所有的球员都推到后半场。
And so all the players retreated to their half of the court.
尤其是在禁区里面。
And within the inner part of the goal.
就是十一个人都在里面了，好像一条大巴士这样挡住了，谁都进不去。
So all 11 players were standing a line to defend the goalkeeper.
也许这个战术一开始是有效。
And although at the beginning it seems like this tactic was effective.
但是这一次他们对的是阿根廷还有梅西
But the team that they're against this time is against a very strong team, Argentina, and a very good player, Messi.
结果这个战术的转变让他们输球了。
But because of this change of events, it caused them to actually lose.
阿根廷也觉得没有什么好担心的，反正我们都在输了，再不上去不行了，所以全面压上去。
And so Argentina team thought that they will lose if they don't go forward, so they just all went forward.
所以最后15分钟大逆转又发生了。
And so, last final 15 minutes, there's a change.
梅西贡献了两个助攻。
And so the Messi had gone through the two.
Provide two assists.
Provide two assists.
没关系啊，我帮你翻啊。梅西自己没有进，但是他给了两个助攻。
So he basically did a two assist goals, even though he did not score a goal.
最后15分钟，阿根廷反超前了。
And so in the final 15 minutes, this event had reversed.
所以英格兰就饮恨了，就输了这场比赛，就被淘汰出局了。
And so England was eliminated because they lost.
所以没有办法得冠军了，连明天的总决赛都没有办法玩了。
And so they were not able to win the cup or even in the quarterfinals.
他们赢了70几分钟，但是到最后15分钟却输了。
And even though they won for 70 over minutes, the final 15 minutes they lost.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们消极，因为他们是只看重防守。
Because they were pessimistic, they only focus on the defense.
他们觉得说，我们已经够了，我们已经赢了一分了，我们可以摆大巴了，我们可以保住我有的就可以了。
And so they thought, oh, we already scored the first goal, so all we need to do is just to hold on to what we have, and that will be enough.
结果他没有想到啊，这一次这个战术在之前都守得住，但是这一次面对阿根廷就守不住。
And so even though they defended well against previous teams, but this time they cannot defend against Argentina.
因为这次阿根廷有梅西，还有就是阿根廷是上一届的冠军的，不是别队的。
Because Argentina had this the best player, Messi, as also they were the champions of the previous World Cup.
啊，所以最后啊，我看整个英格兰很多人睡不着，很多天都睡不着。
So I believe there are many people in England who support the team will not be able to sleep for many days.
那为什么我们讲这个呢
？Why do we say this？
这个不单只是体育的新闻呢。
That is not only a sports news.
这是可以从信仰上去思考这件事情。
But this is something we can reflect on spiritually.
今天我们这些大部分都是老信徒的，很少是小部分是信受洗，但是都是老信徒比较多。
Majority of our church members nowadays are those who have are long-time believers. Very few are newly baptized.
超过三年，你就不是新受洗了，你就已经是有一点时间了。
Past 3 years of being a believer, you are no longer considered a newly baptized.
在座还有超过10年、20年、30年、40年的都有，50年的都有。
So 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50-year members.
我们是不是在信仰上已经觉得，哎呀，我过去几十年已经取得一点点成绩了
？Do we feel that in sense of our faith that we have made some good accomplishments?
啊，现在啊，保守一点。
So now you just be more conservative.
反正保住我现在过去的那些成就、成功。
We just be reserved and just protect all our accomplishments in the past.
只有死守着，这样就可以等吹哨，等最后延长终结那个signal.
And so we are just holding on and waiting for the final whistle.
有没有这种心态？
Do we have this mentality?
如果我们有这种心态，今天这篇道理就是针对我们的。
If we have this mentality, then this sermon is for us.
这种心态应该是蛮普遍的。
And I believe this is a very common type of mentality.
那我们首先来讲信仰上啊。就是逆水行舟，不进则退。
And so, in terms of our faith, we have to go against the trends. If we stand still, then we will fall behind.
就好像这个水流啊，一直对着你来跑，你在那边挖船，你不努力，你不比那个水流更快，你就被冲走了。
If the current is going against us and we do not row harder, and stronger than the current, then we will be washed away.
我们常常都说啊，要保守信仰，要保守信仰啊。
We always say we try to keep and to preserve our faith.
当然要保守很重要。
Of course, it is important to preserve and keep our faith.
也要神保守我们，也要自己保守自己。
We need God to keep us and protect us and ourselves as well.
就好像足球比赛一样，你只有保守，你是绝对会输的。
It's like in a soccer game, however, if you just play defense, you will lose.
因为你永远进不了球，人家一直进不了，人家一直攻你，迟早人家会进。
Because you'll never score a goal after that, but other people keep trying to attack you, eventually they might score a goal.
所以你不进步，就是等着退步。
So if you do not advance, then that means you will fall behind or backslide.
你不进攻，就等人家攻你。
If you don't attack, other people will attack you.
那这个敌人不是阿根廷啊，不是世上的队啊，这个是魔鬼啊。
And so our enemy is not a physical Argentinian team, but rather it is the devil.
魔鬼为了要破坏我们的信仰，要攻击我们。
In order to defeat and destroy our faith, Satan will attack us.
第一，魔鬼是很齐心的。
First of all, the devil he is
很united.
Yeah, he's very united.
主耶稣就说啊，如果鬼打鬼，怎么会站得住啊？
Because as Lord Jesus says, if the demon fights against the demons, how will their kingdom stand?
有时候魔鬼之间都比我们神的选民同心的。
And sometimes even the devil they're more united than we are.
如果鬼王打鬼王，怎么样可以自己站立得住？他的国怎么站立得住呢？
If the demon king fights with demon king, how will the kingdom stand?
所以他的攻击是很同心的，很coordinated， 可是很有这个效率的。
And so their attack is very coordinated, is very united, and very effective.
他直到那个吹哨子那一届之前，不会停止他的攻击。
They will not stop their attack until the very final moment.
什么叫做吹哨的时候
？What is the final whistle?
就是你断气那一刻，就是吹哨。
That is the moment that you breathe your last breath and you pass away. That's the final whistle.
你现在还没有死，这个你不要以为说你的时间还有。
Now we have not died yet, so don't think that we have lots of time.
没有说还有时间，但是也代表魔鬼还可以攻击你、引诱你、摧毁你。
Of course, we still have some time, but it means that the devil has the opportunity to tempt us as well.
早上我收到美国一个信息。
And this morning I received a news from the States.
有个信徒的太太发信息给我。
And there's a wife of believer sent me a message.
她的先生在今天早上八点十五分过世了。
Her husband passed away at this morning, 8:15 a.m.
癌症末期。
He was in a terminal stage of cancer.
两年前开刀。
He had surgery 2 years ago.
好了。
He recovered.
一年半来都没问题。
And there were no symptoms in the 1.5 years.
最近又复发。
But then now it came back.
这次复发就很厉害了。
But this time it was more severe.
化疗、电疗都没有用。
The chemotherapy and any sort of therapy did not help.
上个月我去美国，我看到他，要帮他祷告。
I saw him last month when I went to the States and I prayed for him.
本来以为明天我去美国还可以再看到他，帮他祷告。
I thought tomorrow when I go to the States again, I can see him again and pray for him.
主耶稣给他吹长哨子。
Lord Jesus let him to blow this whistle.
Final whistle.
His final whistle.
你够了，你时间到了，这一次医什么都没有用。
Then that's enough. Your time has come. No matter what sort of treatment, it will not help.
别人帮你祷告也没有用。
Other people intercede for you also will be helpful.
时间到了，主耶稣给你吹哨子，你就要回家。
Because when it's time, your time has come. You blow the final whistle, then Jesus will take you back.
我要想说，有一天我也要面对这个最后的哨子。
So I think to myself, one day I will also face this final whistle.
你跟我每一个人都要面对这个最后的哨子。
You and I, we will face this final whistle.
但是很可惜，有时候我们就是只防守，哎呀，保守住就好了，保守住就好了。
But very pitifully, sometimes we just think about defending and keeping ourselves.
哎呀，有来聚会，安息日有来打个卡，报道一下就好了。
Since that we're going to service, it's just like showing up for work to punch a card and that's it.
教会的工作，哎呀，多少做一点点就好了。
In terms of church work, we can just do a little bit and that's fine.
如果我们失去进攻的锐气，失去进步的动力。
If we do not have motivation to move ahead, to move forward.
那我们迟早失守啊。
Then sooner or later we will lose.
所以保罗怎么告诉我们？
So what does Paul tell us?
我们看腓立比三章十二节。
Read Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
腓立比三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3.
我们起立大声读。
Let's read this aloud together.
哎呀，画起来，用最好自己带圣经，自己画自己的圣经，就要背起来啊。
Best if you have your own Bible, highlight it, this verse.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read this aloud.
二三，这不是说我已经得着。已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。保罗在监牢里面狱中写腓立比的书信的时候，也提到他自己。
So when Paul was writing the epistle to Philippians, and while he was in prison, he thought of himself.
那个时候保罗已经灵性很高超了。
You can say that Paul at that time was already in the pinnacle of his faith.
信主有几十年了。
He had believed in the Lord for decades.
也做了很多圣工。
And he had done a lot of divine work.
传了很多福音。
He had preached and evangelized a lot.
建立很多的教会。
Established many churches.
甚至写了不少的这个神学的书信给勉励信徒。
He had written a lot of theological-based epistles and letters to the believers.
他也为主受苦啊，坐监牢啊。
He also suffered for the Lord and he was in prison.
如果你是保罗，你会怎么想？
If you were Paul, what would you think?
够了，我一辈子也做得差不多了。
That's enough. I've done a lot in my lifetime.
我该做的都做了。
I've done what I should have done.
那现在监牢也不能做什么。
And now I'm in prison, I can't do much.
那就等着见主耶稣吧。
So I can just wait to see the Lord Jesus.
好像他已经进了不单止一球啊，那进了好几球了。
It's as if that he has already not just scored one goal, but he has scored many goals.
肯定没问题啊。
Definitely no problem.
对，我们还离开保罗那个程度差太远了。
And for us, we are far from Paul's standard.
但是保罗他怎么想？
But what? How did Paul think?
他不是以为说我已经得着了。
He did not think to himself that he has attained.
他不是说我已经得到永生了，我已经得着应许了。他不是这样想。
He did not say I have attained eternal life. I have attained and received the promise.
一天最后的哨子还没有吹，你一天还没得到。
As long as we have not blown the last whistle, we have not received this salvation.
英格兰有想象最后十五分钟会掉两球吗？
Did the England team think that in the final 15 minutes they would lose two goals?
今天有英格兰的人来啊，有住在英国的信徒来啊，不好意思让你们痛苦一下。
I apologize, some believers from the UK, that this is might painful for you.
在英国就讲这一篇就比较痛苦一点啊。
We talk about this in the UK.
我们加拿大没所谓，反正我们早就输了。
It will be painful, but Canada lost a long time ago, so no problem.
英格兰有享受说，我最后十五分钟丢两球吗？
So the England team, did they imagine they would lose in the final 15 minutes?
他们输掉一球的时候啊，还享受要撑到加时。
And so they thought that when they lost one goal, they would try to go overtime.
我还想说，好了，一比一嘛，撑一撑就加时了，还有半个钟头还可以踢。
If they just hold it out, then they would finish the game and they can go overtime.
加时打不完，还可以踢点球，说不定也没问题。
And so if they overtime, no one scores, then they can at least have the final the free kick.
输了一球之后、yeah. 还在守，还在比等人家攻。
And so they still play defense, and people were still attacking them.
哇，有一球本来差点进去，那个球门的那个柱子救了他们。
So in the end, the goalkeeper is the one that saved them.
没有了，没有 cook them， 没有 save them， 他那个 post save them。
Oh, sorry, the post save them。
啊，结果那个 save 就那个球打出来，结果人家要继续攻，第二球就进去了。
And so because the ball deflected off the goal post and the other people continued attack and so then they scored the second goal。
所以以为自己应征得着的，到最后都是失败。
And so those who thought they have already attained in the end they will be defeated。
保罗没有看世界杯，但是保罗知道属灵的道理就是这样残酷。
So Paul did not watch the World Cup, but Paul knows that this is spiritual teaching, and this is the case with reality.
以为自己那个已经赢了，就保守就好了，那个到最后都会失去一切。
And so those who thought they have attained and have already won, they will lose everything in the end.
不但是保罗这样告诉我们
，Not only Paul tells us this.
圣灵也是这样警告当时的教会。
The Holy Spirit also warned the church in those times.
我们看这个启示录。
Let's read Revelation.
启示录。三章十七节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17
启示录三章十七节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17
启示录三章十七节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17
这个就是属灵的保守派觉得自己什么都好了保住就好了
And so this is the spiritually speaking the team that likes to be reserved and keep everything
我们一起读三章十七节
Read chapter 3 verse 17
你说我是富主了已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的老底家教会怎么想
So how did the church in Laodicea think?
啊我很富足了
I'm rich
这个富足可能是属灵的也可能是肉体的
This could be spiritual richness or physical
第一哇我信主那么久了神很祝福我啊
First of all I believe in the Lord for so long and God has blessed me so much
没房子现在有房子
I did not own a house in the past now I have a house
有些人还不止一栋
Some people have more than one house
以前很穷没有什么钱现在有钱我富足我还可以去旅游
In the past I was very poor but now I'm rich I can go traveling
哇还有钱可以做一些自己想做的事
I have money to do the things my own things that I want to do
已经不是一般的仅仅够用而已了是已经富足了
This is not just the ordinary those are just enough to go by but they have more than enough
一样都不缺
so they lack nothing
你今天我去我们弟兄姐妹的家在加拿大在英国在西方社会的家里信徒的家是不是一样都不缺
so if we visit our brothers and sisters in houses in Canada or in the western countries the UK isn't it so that they lack nothing
微波炉火炉烤箱什么都有还有 air fryer 哇 fryer 的东西都好几样
Microwave, stove, air fryer, all many different type of cooking appliances.
大的音响
big stereo system.
哇，看到有一些信徒，哇，那个电视好大，65寸。
I see some believers have a huge 65-inch television.
有一些还为了这个电视，来给他一个房间。
Some people dedicate
home theater.
Some people dedicate a room just for the big TV, a home theater.
很享受啊。
Really enjoy.
哇，这个就是神的祝福啊。
Of course, this is God's blessings.
一样都不缺了，物质上一样都不缺了。
Physically, materially, we lack nothing.
啊，车子也有冷气。
The cars have AC.
我们去非洲的车子都没冷气，所以很热。
All the vehicles that we travel by in Africa has no AC, so very hot.
下面的车子都有弟兄姐妹都是开冷气的车子来的。
But brothers and sisters, most of us drive cars that have air conditioning.
每年都可以去 holiday.
You can go on holidays every year.
我看大部分的弟兄姐妹每年都出去一下。
I see most brothers and sisters will go travel somewhere at least once a year.
也很多弟兄姐妹来这边旅游。
And many other brothers and sisters also come here for vacation.
这个不是富足吗？
Isn't this a form of richness?
哇，神给很多恩典。
God has given us many blessings.
属灵上也很富足啊。
Spiritually, we are also rich.
在真教会里面，每个安息日，每次聚会都在吃大餐，都是灵里面的真理，丰富的道理，都在我们的生命当中。
Every Sabbath, we come to church for service. We are having a big feast, and spiritually, we are fed with lots of spiritual food.
有些时候外教会的朋友来我们教会听到，他说：“哎呀，你们教会讲道真的不一样！哇，这个属灵的深度，还有很多的经节，真的跟我们教会不一样。”
Some of our truth-seeking friends, they come to a church for service. They realize, oh, your sermon is really different. I feel that it has a different spiritual depth and is very has a lot of Bible verses as references.
真教会又有圣灵。
And there's Holy Spirit in the Bible.
你说我们属灵上是不是也是富足的不得了？
So aren't we very abundant spiritually as well?
但是我来底加教会呢，他没有进取的心。
However, church in Laodicea did not have the faith to move forward.
啊，圣灵就告诉他了，你是那个困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And the Holy Spirit told them that you not know that you are actually wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
因为你不冷不热。
Because you are lukewarm.
你已经对再进一球或者再进取再进攻你就没有这种心了。
You don't have the heart to move forward, to attack, to score another goal.
你就没有这种对胜利的渴望了。
You don't have a thirst for your life.
你想说哎保守住等吹哨子反正我已经得到了。
You thought to yourself that, oh, I can just keep up my faith and wait for the final whistle, and I will, because I have received it.
So we have to reflect on our faith.
And so we have to reflect on the state of our faith.
信主多年之后，是不是变得保守，变得消极啊？
So after believing in the Lord for many years, have we become very reserved in our faith and also passive?
啊，觉得已经够了。
And we feel all is enough.
啊，应该得救没问题啊，等着这见以后退休了，等要见耶稣了。
I should not have a problem to enter Heavenly Kingdom. It's time for me to retire and to see Jesus.
安安稳稳的。
And we feel very calm and peaceful about this.
如果有这种心态，魔鬼就很开心。
If we have this mentality, then the devil actually is very happy.
魔鬼最喜欢那些停滞不前、自以为站立得稳的人。
The devil really likes those who stop and never proceed or move ahead, and also those who think they're very, very good.
你退在后面吗？你退在后面呢？
You will retreat.
你保守住自己哦，我也够了，我已经好 OK 了。
And you guard yourself very well. You feel that you're okay.
啊，顾好自己就好了，顾好家人就好了。
I'm just mindful and care about myself, care about my own family. That's enough.
舒舒服服就好了。
I'm very comfortable. That's good enough.
哎，你不知道你的防线终会被撕破的。
But we now realize that eventually our defense line will be penetrated.
圣经记载一个最有名的失败的例子是谁？
Who's the most famous example of failure in the Bible?
就是大卫。
Just King David.
以前什么都没有的时候，没有当王，哇，在逃命的时候，哇，那个时候他很亲近神。
In the past, when King David, before he became king, he had nothing. He had to run for his life. He drew close to God.
因为有很多的痛苦，又很贫穷，又很没有安全感。
Because he had a lot of sufferings, he was poor, and he did not have a sense of security.
所以啊，天天都要抓住神。
So every day he tried to hold on to God.
哇，祷告，写了很多诗篇，一直在仰望神。
He prayed a lot. He wrote a lot of psalms, and he fixed his eyes on Jesus, on God.
但是后来呢？
当了王了。But later on, after he became king.
哇，舒舒服服了。
Now his life became very comfortable.
也不用自己去打仗了。
He no longer had to go to battles himself.
睡到太阳下山。
And he slept till the sun went down.
他已经有江山了，他的国，他的一切都已经稳了，很稳了。
He felt that he had conquered everything, and his kingdom was very stable.
没问题了，这大概这样可以做到退休了。
He thought, oh, that's no problem now. I can stay like this until I retire.
结果呢，魔鬼的试探就来了。
But then, this is when the temptation of the devil came.
所以他忘记真正的战场是下半场。
So he did not realize that actually the true battlefield is the latter part of his life.
真正的战场可能是最后15分钟。
The true battlefield could be the last 15 minutes.
弟兄姐妹，如果你今天过了60岁了，你可能剩，但可能不止15分钟那么少，可能有半个钟了。
Brothers and sisters, if you are past 60 years old, perhaps you have more than 15 minutes.
90分钟的 full time 的这个比赛。
You have there's a 90 minute of the game.
如果你光过60岁或者退休年龄，你可能还有15分钟啊，要撑啊。
But if you just retire or past 60 years old, you might have the final 15 minutes.
哇，这个15分钟可能发生很多事情啊。
In these 15 minutes, many things can happen.
当然，如果你是中间的年轻人，可能还有一半时间，半场而已。
If you're in the middle age, or if in the middle, or you're young youth, you might have more than halftime.
对，现在来讲讲，我们要在哪一些方面要竭力的追求呀？
So let's talk about where we need to earnestly pursue.
简单讲三方面。
We can talk about three areas.
第一，我们要在生命的改变方面呢，竭力的追求。
First of all, we need to pursue in a life transformation.
生命的改变。
Life transformation.
我们来看那个腓立比书。
Let's read Philippians.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
腓立比书三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
我们一起大声读啊。
Let's all read aloud.
腓立比三章十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
一二三，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，或者我已得以从死里复活。这里保罗说，认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So here Paul says that we need to know him and the power of his resurrection.
哎，信耶稣基督，他生命的能力，生命的改变是什么？
What is the power in a transformation of one's life after believing in Jesus?
基督本来是被钉十字架的，但是三天之后，神使他从死里复活了。
Jesus Christ was crucified, but 3 days later, God allowed him to resurrect.
这是一种生命的改变。
And that is a life transformation.
肉体的生命转化成为属灵的生命。
From a physical fleshly life to a spiritual life.
因为是神的生命在基督里面。
Because it is the life of God in Christ.
那我们今天也是一样。
That applies to us today.
信了主之后，有没有真正复活？
After we believe in the Lord, did we truly resurrect?
你说有啊，我有受洗啊。
We say yes. I receive water baptism.
没有错，受洗那一天是你第一次灵里面复活。
Indeed, the water day of water baptism is the first time that you had resurrected spiritually.
但是问题是，受了洗之后，我们的生命有没有在改变
？But the problem is, after we receive water baptism, did our life transform?
主耶稣的血把我们的罪洗干净了。
The blood of Lord Jesus Christ has washed away our sins.
但是你是不是那个旧的我、旧的人还是存在呢？
However, does our old self still remain?
应该说，哇，受洗之后，我们的生命透过我们的追求啊，要慢慢的这种改变。
Technically speaking, after we receive water baptism, there should be some gradual transformations in our life.
透过圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
慢慢把旧的我。
Slowly, we remove our old self.
让基督的新人代替了旧的我。
We use a new image of Christ, a new person of Christ to replace us.
换一件衣服比较容易。
It's easier to change a set of clothing.
那我们今天来聚会，大家都穿得整整齐齐的。
Today we come for service, everyone is dressed very well.
回家你就换睡衣了，就松松、轻轻松松的。
When you go home, you change your pajamas and you feel very relaxed.
但是我们的内在的人有没有换衣服呢？
But did our inner person change?
有没有把它改变成为基督的样式？
Did this inner person change and transform into the image of Christ?
有一次我去一个地方协助一个礼拜的成人神学的训练班。
So there was one time I went to a particular place to assist in the one week of national adult theological seminar.
很多信徒来参加讲习会。
Many believers attended the seminar.
整天要祷告。
And that we prayed a lot.
也学了很多道理。
And we learned a lot of teachings.
大家都很感动。
Everyone was very touched.
但是后来接到一个电话。
Then I received a phone call.
在停车场里面，信徒吵架了。
There's an argument between believers at the parking lot.
在停车场啊，教会的停车场啊，都还没有回家就吵架了。
At the church parking lot, not even gone home yet, there was argument.
听了一个礼拜的道理，你在那边祷告。
They have heard so many sermons and teachings for a whole week, and they spent so much time in prayer.
好像很属灵，好像学习了很多。
It seems as if they were very spiritual. It seems like they learned a lot.
怎么一出教会的门口，那个老我，那个老的个性，老的脾气又出来呢？
Why did the old self, the old behavior and temper come out right after they stepped foot out of the church?
因为复活的大能还没有真正改变一个人的个性那个里面呢。
Because the power of the resurrection has not truly changed the person within.
没有对付老我啊。
They did not try to focus on defeating the old self.
我觉得我已经有了，我已经受洗了，我已经受灵源了，我已经好了。
I have already received water baptism. I received Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. I'm very good.
没有竭力的对付老我，对付自己。
They did not actively face the inner old self.
觉得自己是 OK 的，别人是不 OK 的。
They felt that they're okay. Other people are not okay.
要改的是别人，不是我。
Other people need to change, not me.
这样子的话，没有竭力的追求。
And so that in such mentality shows they do not actively pursue.
魔鬼就最喜欢看到这个空隙，那就攻击你。
And so, The devil really likes to see this gap, and they will attack it.
这也解释了为什么有一些人很热心做圣工。
And this explains why some people are very fervent and zealous in doing a lot of holy work.
但是他的家庭啊，乱七八糟，很多问题。
But there's a lot of chaos, a lot of problems in the family.
夫妻之间很多问题。
There are a lot of problems between husband and wife.
孩子跟父母也很多问题。
A lot of problems between the children and the parents.
为什么？
What's the reason?
生命没有改变。
There was no transformation in their life.
他只是很努力的在这边一种侍奉。
They only put a lot of effort in this physical sort of service.
这个都是空的，都是虚的，都是给魔鬼留的很多的地步。
But this is vanity. This is emptiness. A lot of left a lot of loopholes for the devil.
神就问你，你的生命到底有没有真正的改变
？So God asks you, did you truly have life transformation?
我们看保罗。
Let's look at Paul.
腓立比书一章又怎么改变
？Let's read in Philippians chapter 1. How did he transform?
一章二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
腓立比一章二十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20.
一章二十节，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
腓立比书第一章二十到二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20.
自己打开圣经自己读。
Please turn to your Bible and read your Bible.
一二三，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照样显大。二十一节。
Verse 21.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。我们今天能跟保罗这样讲一样的话吗
？Today are we able to speak the same words as？
无论是生是死，我已经不重要了。我原来的想法、我的个性、我的观念已经不重要了。
Whether to live or to die, my original thinking, all my concepts that I used to have is not important.
基督在我里面。已经很大了，已经完全取代了我原来的自己了。
Because Christ within me has already been magnified and replaced my whole self.
然后保罗最后就说了，活着就是基督了。
That is why in the end, Paul says, to live is Christ.
这基督的生命已经完全吞噬了那个必死的生命，已经吞噬了原来的保罗了。
So the life of Christ has already engulfed the whole old Paul.
在保罗身上只看到基督，看不到原来的扫罗。
And so when you see Paul, you can only see Christ. You will not see the former Saul.
这个要一直经历到最后一口气哦，要吹哨子的才有办法停下来。
And this must be done and pursued to the very final whistle, the last breath.
如果一辈子之前都不改、不经历、不竭力
，If we do not make a life transformation throughout our whole lifetime,
那主耶稣还有一个办法。
Lord Jesus has another way.
就会让一个人最后那个阶段有很大的征战，有很多的苦难，来让他去。最后的机会去改。
And Lord Jesus will give this person at the final moments of great tribulation, a lot of sufferings, to help this person change and transform.
因为这最后的机会了，如果再不改，就没有办法见主耶稣了。
Because this is the final and last opportunity. If this person doesn't change, then they cannot see Jesus in the end.
所以最好在这个之前就改。
So the best thing to do is to transform before this happens.
不用被熬炼的那么辛苦。
So that we do not have to be tried and tested.
对保罗，保罗一直改，一直改自己，一直修自己啊，一直把自己弄死，旧的自己弄死。
And so Paul keeps trying to change himself, keeps trying to put to death his old self.
他知道我一定要尽力到最后一口气。
Because he knows that he has to fight to the very last breath.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
问问自己，自我检查。
Let's ask ourselves. Let's reflect on ourselves.
我的价值观因为信了主改变了吗
？Have our values system changed after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
我不是问你有没有在聚会，有没有在做圣工啊？我问你的价值观呢、
啊、？I'm not asking if you come to keep services or do holy work. I'm asking your value system.
就是你看什么重要，看什么不重要，已经改了吗
？What do you see as important? What you see as not important? Have these changed?
再来，我的个性，我的脾气。我的骄傲改变了吗
？Has my personality, my temper, my pride changed?
很多时候我们的骄傲都是隐藏的。
A lot of times the pride that we have is hidden.
隐藏得很好，自己才知道，神才知道。
And we hide it very well. Only we ourselves know it, and God knows.
其实不愿意改变就是一个骄傲。
In fact, not unwilling to change and transform is a form of pride.
再来，我的人生的目标改变了吗？
Next is have our life goals changed.
这个就是竭力的追求啊。
So this is actively pursuing.
如果生命改变，价值观一定改变。
If our life has changed, our value system will have changed.
生命改变，个性一定会改变。
If our life has changed, our personality will have changed.
生命改变，人生目标一定会改变。
And if our life truly changed and transformed, then our life goals will also change.
如果你这三样都没有改变，代表你的生命还没有真正改变。
If we have not made changes in these three areas, then that means our life has not been transformed.
第二方面要竭力追求。
The second area that we have to earnestly pursue.
就是努力传福音呢。
And that is to spread the gospel actively.
我们看以弗所，腓立比书一章二十七节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
腓立比一章二十七节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
一章二十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 27.
一二三，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或在不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同一个心志，站立得稳。为所信的福音齐心努力。保罗这里鼓励腓立比的信徒。
Here Paul encourages the believers in Philippi.
你们这样站立得稳之后呢，就要为福音齐心努力。
After you're able to stand firm and stand fast, then you have to strive for the gospel.
像一个球队，为什么他要防守啊？
Why does a soccer team need to defend?
防守就是不要给别人进球打垮你。
To defend so that others will not attack and be able to score a goal.
但是防守不是这一球球赛的目的啊。
But defense is not the purpose of this game.
防守好的防守只是帮助你完成这个目的。
Good defense just assists you in accomplishing this purpose.
但是你还是有中场啊，你还有 midfield 啊。
But you still have the midfield.
你中场要送球给前锋啊。
You have to send the ball to the attackers.
前锋要攻破对方的守卫啊。
And they have to go past the defense of the other team.
十一个人在那边跑，就是为了要进球，不是为了进球，为了什么？跳舞啊。
So all the players are running around.For the goal, the purpose of scoring a goal.
你跑来跑去没有进球有什么用？
If there's running around and not scoring a goal, then what's the point?
那你要进球，你要射球啊。
If they want to score a goal, they have to score a goal.
如果看到一个在中场 pass 来 pass 去，前面要左边又右边又 pass 回去，在那边跳舞啊。
To get a goal, they have to score a goal, and so they have to pass the ball to each other and do a lot of.
你不是每一次射都可以进得去，但是你一定要常常尝试要去攻门呢。
Not every time that you try to kick the ball and try to score a goal, it will go in, but you have to do it frequently.
你攻门的机会越多，你进去的机会就越高。
The more chances you have to attack, the more chances you have to score.
所以保罗就说了，整体教会、腓立比教会、全体教会都是为了福音齐心在努力。
And so Paul says this whole congregation, the church in Philippi, should strive for this gospel.
你进我进没所谓，整队有进就可以了。
It doesn't matter who scores a goal, as long as someone scores a goal, then that's good.
你看阿根廷为什么他赢？因为不是梅西一个说我要进球啊，梅西可以进球，但是也可以传球啊。
So why did the Argentinian team win? Not because Messi scored a goal, but because he assisted in the goals.
但是有一些队不是这样。
But some teams are not like that.
他要进球，有一些队员要进球。
Some team members want to be the ones to score the goal.
像上个礼拜六，挪威为什么输掉？
Last week, why did the Norway team lose?
为什么输掉？如果有再看了你就知道了。
Norwegian team, why did they lose?
明明最后有一个机会，那个荷兰者可以进球了。
Because there was an opportunity for them to score a goal.
但是那个人不交给他。
But the person did not try to pass the ball.
他也要自己表现一下啊，扭来扭去。
He tried to do some tricks of his own.
结果呢，最好机会没有了。
In the end, they lost their chance.
全队就输掉了。
And so this caused the whole team to lose.
所以传福音是团体的，大家同心合意的工作。
And so spreading the gospel is actually something done as a whole body, as a whole unit together.
但是教会那么多的活动，到最后是为了救灵魂，要传福音，好像就是为了要射门、要进球一样。
But the ultimate goal of all these activities that are done in the church is for the sake of saving the souls, just like scoring a goal.
如果没有这种心态，很消极我们自己一起聚会就很好了。
If we don't have this mentality, we just try to be passive and think, oh, it's good enough if we just have our own service, that's good enough.
我们永远教会就不会进步。
Then our church will never advance or improve.
保罗不是这种心态。
But Paul is not with this mentality.
我们看这个罗马书。
Let's read in Romans.
一章十四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
罗马一章十四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
罗马书一章十四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。无论是希尼尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。十五节，大声读。所以，情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人呐、啊。 你看保罗的心态是很积极的。
So we see that Paul's mentality is very active.
欠债啊，我说欠债，我不是很喜欢传福音，我是不传福音不行啊。
It's not that I really love to evangelize and preach, but I am debtor if I don't preach the gospel, then that's not good.
我问一下大家，你每个月收到信用卡的账单会很高兴吗？
Let me ask you, every month you get your credit card bill, are you very happy?
又收到信用卡了，哇，又哇，欠两千块，我还钱真开心啊。
Will you be laughing because you owe $2,000 on your credit card bill?
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
但是你还是乖乖去还。
But you will do your due diligence to pay it off.
因为不还的话有很大的麻烦啊，你欠债主啊。
Because if you don't pay your bills, then you'll be a debtor.
利滚利以后。更付不出来啊。
And the compound will add on, as the interest will add on to interest, and then in the end you cannot afford it to pay anymore.
所以不是保罗很喜欢传福音。
So it's not that Paul really loves to evangelize.
没有人喜欢传福音的，传福音很辛苦，传福音很辛苦的。
No one really loves to preach the gospel or evangelize because it takes a lot of effort and labor.
他信，你有没有 commission?
If the person believes, it's not that you receive commission.
有没有什么好处？没有啊。
What sort of benefits do you have?
Do you see? 有时候你要出钱，还要出力，还要出时间，还要帮他祷告。
Sometimes you have to pay money, you have to pay time, you pay effort and energy, you have to even pray for these people.
不是为了要得到什么好处。
It's not for any personal gain.
我是欠主耶稣的。
But it is because we owe the Lord Jesus Christ.
你欠主耶稣的债，你欠那些人的债。
Because you owe the debt of Lord Jesus, you owe this to the people.
所以这个就是很积极的这种心态啊！我一定要去，因为我不这样做不行。
So this is a very active mindset that I have to do this, I must do this.
所以我们想想看我们教会的危机是什么。
So let's think about what is the crisis of our church.
失去这个传福音的负担感。
It is, the danger of apathy is losing the burden of preaching the gospel.
觉得自己已经得救了。
And so we feel that I'm saved, I already saved.
已经有一球在手上了。
I have already scored one goal.
自己得救了，管别人怎么样。
I myself am saved, so I don't care about other people.
不是很迫切的。
We are not very earnest.
我们看，我们礼拜一晚上有福音的布道会的祷告会。
We know, on Monday night we have the prayer for the evangelical work.
一个礼拜才一次。
It's just once a week.
为了福音工作来祷告。
To pray for the evangelical work.
但是我看参加的人也不是很多。
But I see that there are not many who participate in the prayer.
很多宗教教育教员也没参加。
Many RE teachers did not attend.
负责人也不是每个参加。
Not all council members attend.
信徒大部分也没参加。
The majority of the believers also don't attend.
因为觉得传福音是你传道的工作，是负责人的工作。
Perhaps we think, oh, the work of evangelism is the work of the preacher or the council members.
我们宗教教育的内容里面也很少教孩子你要传福音，你要带别人来信主。
And the content of the RE system is also very seldom do we talk to our kids to tell them to bring people to believe in the Lord.
我们真耶稣教会宗教教育做得不错，可以保留。信仰一代有一代传一代。
In our True Jesus Church, we have done quite well in the RE system in helping the believers to keep their faith and pass on to the next generation.
有很多什么 TS, 什么 TS, 一大堆这个训练。
A lot of different TS training seminars.
但是很奇怪，训练了很多 TS 出来之后，没有几个年轻人愿意出来当传道。
But the question is, after many attending many TSs,
there are
not many who are willing to be a full-time worker or preachers. Very few.
都很优秀了，什么大学毕业的。
They're very excellent. They graduate from really good universities.
什么 TS, 什么非洲，全部都去了。
They've gone to many TSs or even gone to Africa.
但是第一要出来当传道的，也是招不到人。
But when there's a calling for those to sign up for TTP, we can't find anyone.
第二，你叫小朋友出去翻传单，不敢，我不敢，我不会。
Sometimes you ask the little children to go distribute flyers, and say, "Oh no, I don't know how to do it. I'm afraid."
有时候有些慕道者来了，我叫一个青年或者叫个新人说，你去招待一下。说，传道我不晓得讲什么。
Sometimes the truth-seeking friend comes, and then I ask a particular member, "Oh, can you please talk to this person?" Then they, "Oh, I don't know what to say."
我们真耶稣教会传福音这一块非常的弱。
And so, in this aspect of our True Jesus Church, in preaching the gospel, evangelizing, we're very weak.
因为大部分人对这个没有负担感。
Because a lot of people don't have this sense of having this burden.
觉得传福音不是很关我的事。
We feel that preaching the gospel not really has anything to do with me.
你忘记是关你的事。
But you've forgotten. Actually, it has a lot to do with.
这个是整个教会最大的使命。
And this is the greatest commission of the whole church.
所以不传教福音的教会好像失去代谢的能力。
And so the church who does not preach the gospel is they will lose their spiritual metabolism.
没有增长，没有生命力。
Basically, there's no growth and there's no life.
所以我们不要说啊，我们自己人多或者很多人过来就够了。
So we should not just think to ourselves, oh, many people are moving here and that is good enough.
我们常都说我们卡加利增长得很快。
We often say the membership in Calgary has grown very quickly.
有吗？有增长得很快吗？
Is it true there is growing very quickly?
把多伦多来的人扣掉之后，就剩几个？
If we remove those members who move from Toronto, then there's only very few left.
把没有温哥华的人搬过来。
Or if,
把其他国家的人移民过来的，扣掉又剩几个
？And those for immigrants from other countries, remove those members, then there are not many local ones left.
把 baby 又扣掉，又剩几个新的人
？Or remove the babies, from the calculation, then there's not many.
有几个是过去十年真的是从没新到新的这样子过来？
How many people actually within the past 10 years that actually started from unbeliever to believing and gone through this process?
一只手指都不用，两只手都不用了。
And sometimes we count it with our both hands.
不要觉得我们哇发展得很快哦，我们人数增加很多，这个跟我们的努力、跟我们的这个进球、跟我们传福音一点关系都没有。
So we should not think to ourselves that, oh, our church is growing very rapidly because it actually has nothing to do with the growth, growth of our church.
很少很少。
Is very, very small growth.
也许真的很难传。
Perhaps it is actually difficult to preach, to evangelize.
是我们祷告不够。
But perhaps we did not pray enough.
我们积极不够。
We were not active enough.
所以我们真的要把这个事情真的是放在进攻一样，不能被动，不能说哦，我们人数增加很多，我们真的是发展得很快啊。
So we need to have the mentality as if we are trying to go ahead to attack to score a goal.
每个人都有这个传福音的责任。
We need every one of us has to have the sense of evangelizing.
老人可以传给老人。
The elderly members can preach to the elderly.
年轻人带年轻人来。
The young people can bring in the young people.
同事、邻居、朋友。
Whether coworkers, your neighbors, your friends.
不认识的人。
Those you don't know.
真的有这种进球的心，有这种得胜的心呢。
And you need to have this heart of going ahead and to be victorious.
最后要在真理上面要竭力的追求。
And lastly, is to earnestly pursue progress in the truth.
我们看希伯来书第六章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来第六章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1.
我们一起读。一二三。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端。竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那奥会使行，信靠神。这里希伯来书的作者勉励我们。
Here the author of Hebrew encourages us.
你要努力，继续往前走，一直往前冲。
You have to strive to move ahead.
离开什么？
To depart from what?
道理的开端呢？
To leave and depart from the discussion of the elementary principles.
什么叫做道理的开端？
What does it mean elementary principles?
基本教义就是道理的开端。
The basic beliefs, there's elementary principles.
但是很可惜，有时候我们基本教义都不熟悉。
But sadly, sometimes we are not even familiar with the basic beliefs.
不对真教会的基本道义不熟悉，你就不知道真教会的宝贵。
If we are unfamiliar with the basic beliefs of our true church, then you will not know how precious the true church is.
你就不会去向人家传。
You will not preach to others.
有时候你不对道理不熟悉，你也不敢跟别人传。
If you are unfamiliar with the truth and the teachings, you will not dare to preach to others.
有人就问你，那礼拜天跟安息日什么不一样？一定要安息日吗？你怎么讲？圣经怎么讲？哪一节？
Others may ask you, oh, why do we worship on Sunday instead Saturday instead of Sunday? Isn't it the same? We don't know what verse to flip to.
得圣灵一定要说方言吗？说灵言吗？圣经哪里有记载？
Receiving Holy Spirit, does it have to be evidence in speaking in tongues? Where does it say in the Bible?
那里道理的开端很熟悉啊，我可以跟你分享啊，你可以翻圣经给你看啊，在哪里，在哪里
？If we are familiar with the elementary principles of the faith, then we will be very comfortably say, "Oh, here, let me flip the Bible to you. I'll show you where it is."
好了，这里假设你已经在基督的道理的开端已经很懂了，很保守住了。
But for example, you already have good understanding of the elementary principles of the faith, and you have kept it well.
比如说信耶稣有永生，有平安，有喜乐。
For example, believe in Lord Jesus, you have peace, you have joy.
这个就是基督道理的开端了。
All these are elementary principles of Christ.
但是你不能一直停留在那边。
But you cannot just stop there.
不能说哦，我懂了这些就够了。
You cannot say it's enough for me to understand all these teachings.
要更进一步。
You have to go a step forward.
我们看那个腓立比书。
Let's read Philippians.
腓立比书的一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
哇，这个进步也是很重要。
To make progress ahead and move ahead is very important.
腓立比一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
我们一起读。一章第九节，一二三。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
我所祷告的， 让教练们爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。第十节，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。这里保罗说，跟腓立比教会说，你们要进步，一直进步，一直往前 press， 一定要往前。
Paul here encourages the believers in Philippi to advance, to press forward, to keep going ahead.
这里用两个字啊。
There are two words here.
那你们这爱心呢？爱心是很重要，但是爱心要有根基。
Love is very important, but it has to have a foundation.
只讲爱心没有根基，那不是真爱心。
If you just talk about love without a foundation, then that is not true love.
没有真理作为根基，这个爱心是假的，这个是空的。
Without truth being the foundation of the love, then this love is a false love and empty.
你需要有真理在垫底做一个根基。
You need the truth to be the foundation laying below it.
那爱心要在什么方面有根基呢？
And in what way can we have a foundation for love?
这里保罗用两个字来形容知识跟见识。
Here Paul used two words to describe this. One is knowledge, and the other is discernment.
哇，这两个希腊原文字也不一样。
And the two Greek words are also different for these.
知识这个字的原文的意思就是属灵的知道，这种 knowledge, deeply know, deep spiritual knowing.
And so this knowledge, original text means a deep spiritual knowing.
比如说你知道圣经在讲什么。
Which means you know what the Bible is talking about.
知道这句讲什么。
You know what this verse means.
知道这句怎么这个前后的背景是什么。
You know the context of this passage.
这个字的意思是什么。
You know the meaning of this word.
像我们讲这句哦，讲给你听了就是知识了，属灵的知识了。
It's like we're talking about this spiritual discernment.
那你需要有这种知识，这个是最基本的。
And so this is the most fundamental to have this spiritual knowledge.
但是很可惜，今天很多时候我们的信仰属灵的知识很贫乏。
But very sadly, today our knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is very little or very common.
因为大部分的信徒平常在家里没有读圣经。
And the reason is that majority of the members do not read the Bible at home.
只在教会翻开圣经。
They only flip to the Bible when they come to church.
现在翻都不用翻了，都看 PowerPoint.
Sometimes they don't even need to flip anymore because they can just read the PowerPoint slides.
哪一卷书啊？比如说哈巴谷啊、厄巴底啊，都翻不出来啊。那些比较冷门的都翻不出来。
The books that we don't usually read, like Habakkuk, Obadiah, we don't know where it is. We can't flip to it.
平常不读圣经，你属灵的知识就很贫乏。
If we do not regularly read the Bible, then our knowledge of spiritual knowledge is just very little, very common.
不知道啊，圣经有讲这个，我都不知道。
And we don't know the Bible talks about certain things.
有一次有一个信徒说啊，圣经说不可以堕胎啊，我都不知道，圣经哪里说不可以堕胎。
One time the believer said, "Oh, you cannot have abortion. Where the Bible say that you can have abortion?"
啊，圣经没有堕胎这个字。
Of course, the Bible does not say has the word abortion.
但是圣经说不可以杀人，实际说不可以杀人。
The Bible tells us the Ten Commandments that you shall not commit murder.
他也是人。
The fetus, the infant is a human being.
圣经里面有说，胎里面神就认识他了，在妈妈肚子里面神就认识他了。
This Bible says that God already knows the person when he's in the mother's womb.
啊，他有灵魂。
This baby has a soul.
啊，这就是属灵的知识。
So this is spiritual knowledge.
哎，但是还要加上什么见识
？But on top of it, has also need to have discernment.
这是属灵的洞察力。
And this is
分辨力。
This is the way to discern or distinguish spiritually.
因为这个世界会告诉你很多有的没有的。
Because the world will tell you a lot of things.
比如说圣经，这个世界告诉你。
For example, the world will tell you.
这个孩子不想要，那就把它拿走啊，拿掉啊。
If you don't want this child, then you just remove it, get rid of it.
或者是这个孩子是医生告诉你在肚子里面他是不正常的，哎呀，不要把他带来世上受苦了。
So you have a child in your womb, and the doctor tells you, "Oh, this is abnormal child, and so why bring this child into the world and suffer?"
这个就把它留掉算了。
Then you just abort the child.
这是人的看法，人的观点。
This is human perspective and their thoughts.
但是如果你有见识
，if you have spiritual discernment,
你要知道不是哦，圣经不是这样讲哦。
You say, "Oh, this is not what the Bible says."
这个孩子无论健康或者是他生病的，都是一个灵魂，都是神造的。
This child, whether healthy or sick, is created by God.
神没有把他拿走，生命把他拿走，我不可以主动把他拿走。
And this child has a soul, so if God is not the one to take away this child's life. I cannot take away this child's life.
我不可以亲手杀一个人。
I cannot commit murder.
我不敢得罪神。
I dare not offend God.
这个就是见识。
This is discernment.
什么对什么错。
To know what is right, what is wrong.
甚至你情绪可能想这样做，但是真理告诉你啊，我不可以这样，你会分辨。
Even though your temper tells you to do certain things, but when the Bible says you should not do this, then you can discern.
这个就是真理上面，你有了知识，又加上见识。
And so then you have discernment. So Bible tells us we need to have this knowledge and then also discernment.
弟兄姐妹，我们要往前走吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we advancing?
追求知识。
Are we just doing like the soccer game to attack?
Seeking knowledge.
Are we seeking knowledge?
读圣经。
And to read the Bible.
参加讲习会。
And to attend the seminars.
了解圣经讲什么。
And to understand what the Bible is saying.
追求圣灵充满。
To pursue for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵知道什么是对，什么是错，你能够跟随神。
So that through the Holy Spirit, we know how to discern and know what is right and wrong, so that we can continue to follow the Lord.
人生的下半场。
So the latter half of our life.
保罗他很老了，但是他还是在努力多踢进去几球啊。
So even though Paul was advanced in age, but he still strived to score a few more goals.
他不是说以为自己已经得着了。
He did not consider himself as having attained.
保罗都不敢停。
Because Paul he did not stop.
那我们呢？
How about us?
你剩下多少时间？
How much time do we have left?
你可能只剩好像比赛的15分钟。
Like a competition, we might have 15 minutes left.
可能只有十分钟。
Or maybe 10 minutes left.
也可能只有五分钟。
Or maybe just 5 minutes left.
你可能还落后哎，还落后哎。
You might be backsliding.
还亏欠神哎。
We might be falling short before God.
还有神给你做的事，你还没做完啊。
There are things that God wants us to do that we have not completed.
该懂的道理还没学完呢。
We have not even stopped learning the teachings that we need to learn.
该传福音的家人朋友还没有开口啊。
We have not even opened or spoke a word to our family members, our relatives and friends who need the gospel.
你也没有把握最后的几分钟。
Have we taken hold of the final few minutes that we have?
不要只想守着你之前有的。
Should not just think about keeping and guarding what we originally had.
为主的荣耀，我们要进攻，要进球。
We need to score. For the goal for the glory of God.
唱诗上。